Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM. The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Wow, that was dangerous. I almost lost my flask. decided to jump out right on that last bump. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, my name's Quimby. This is the pregame show. I'm joined alongside Hollis Tank Thomas and, of course, Super Sam Brady. We are making Philadelphia radio history today. There they are. Everybody,
E-L-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-S-E-
just shooting up the New Jersey Turnpike right now. I don't know what mile marker we're on. 39.8. 39.8.
Yes, we're just hitting it on the turnpike now, right?
We just got on about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
We are on our way up to the Eagles-Jets game. So we are live from the New Jersey Turnpike. And that could mean really fun things, and it can mean a complete freaking disaster at the same time. We're going to find out. Let me get to a couple of announcements. We're gonna have some fun today. By the way, when we get into our final segment of Kaja, Kick-Ass or Jackass, I mean, you can't write this stuff up, you guys. Literally, the Jets might have the largest hanging black cloud over top of them, but let's get to it. First of all, sign up for DC. If you like these one-day, same-day bus trips, they're a lot of fun. We're going to be in the club level, so indoor, whenever you want to warm up, even though it's January 2nd, make sure you go to greenlegion.com.
Awesome.
Sign up for that. Green Legion Radio, the pregame show, is brought to you by Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra. Plenty of that on the buses on the way up right now. Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and The Fin, now open from 5 to 10 every evening, and starting December 9th will be open full time down at the Fillmore, formerly Mad Rex. Bucks County Baseball Company, the website's bigger than the showroom, buckscountybaseballco.com. MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. And, of course, Twin Spires Casino and Sports App, which we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Everyone, I gotta be honest with you. This is a first, as far as I know. For Philadelphia Radio.
What's that?
Well, I know there's mobile shows, but there's never been a really mobile show.
No.
We're doing the entire show while we're moving, which means we could lose the signal at some point in time, in which case Tim's going to jump in and let us know. Tim, you ready to handle that in case we screw up?
Oh, I'm ready. I know we have an interesting day ahead.
By the way, this has to be the first time in history that the Eagles have gone back-to-back games in the Meadowlands in the regular season.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's happened. I think one time it happened when we did the preseason. The last game was the last preseason game was versus the Jets when they had Neil O'Donnell, and the very first game of the season was a butt kicking by the Giants in the Meadowlands. So it was that's the only other time I can
see where it happens. The final game of the season, and
right.
Then we're back there for the playoffs. But I don't even know if that's taking place.
No, you're correct. This is the very first time that this has went down like this.
Yeah. Which, by the way, let me tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to go back to this godforsaken New York thief-infested swamp anytime I have to. And we got to go back-to-back, even though you and I were in Panama last week.
Whatever do you mean about New York-themed? Is it because it's in New Jersey?
Whatever it is, it smells. It's the smell. for the new Matrix, for the moment. It's the smell, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
All right. Let's get to the elephant in the room here, Tank.
Yeah. Got
a lot to get to. I want to get to Kaja as fast as possible because it's a novel.
Right.
It is literally a novel. But elephant in the room. The Eagles ran the ball 33 times for 208 yards last week against the Giants and lost the game.
God. You want me to take it for you?
Well, I'm going to.
What are you thinking?
Well, four turnovers is going to do this to you,
right?
Hurts first, His first one was god-awful. All three were terrible. That second one, I don't even know what you were looking at. There was, you know, look, I get it. You're trying to make a play on third and 10, but take the three. Take the three and get out.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the road. You're playing a team who you knocked out of the playoffs last year because you threw a game. I'm taking as many points as I can get, as often as I can get them, however I can get them, and minimize the stupid plays. Boston Scott can't cough that ball up. This whole game is lost on four turnovers.
Yeah, and the biggest thing that I took away from this is we were moving the ball from 20 to 20, from 10 to 10, from
like
5 to 5.
Like it was butter through like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, but when you look at when we got into the red zone, we started to try to get cute. And went away from what got us down there. We continue to do the same crap. It's been happening since the beginning of the season. The time when we kept running to play the pick play in the red zone. That was in the red zone as well. We instead of getting cute once you get down there, just punch the ball in. And say, you don't get no style points. In the win-loss column, it's going to say wins and L's. It's not going to say pretty wins and pretty losses.
It's not going to judge your runway.
No. But if you look at every time we get down to the red zone, we try to do something cute. Just go back and look at all the games. We imagined them. Because all of the fans, we're like, oh, man, we're about to. And then the elephant in the room rears his ugly head. We try to do something cute, like a receiver screen. Or we try to do a draw play that we haven't been doing. Or we just try to, or we try to do some type of trick play. Or just try to start throwing the ball way too much.
It was difficult to watch because as far as games go, I think that had to have been Jalen's worst.
Yeah,
without question, it was just
both Jalen's.
Well, no,
literally,
not at all. Actually, I mean, up until the last drive, and we'll get to Reagor here in a second, the second coming of Nelson Aguilar.
Oh God!
But, the fact is, Jalen Hurts had the worst game of his career as an Eagle. Aside the interceptions, I mean, fact is. We shouldn't have even had Jalen shouldn't have even had an opportunity to miss that ball with 15 seconds left because, who was it? McKinney. God, who was it that busted that play up? Xavier McKinney.
Right.
Xavier McKinney, the play before that Reagor drop, jumped right in front of the throw,
right,
and should have had that thing.
Yeah, that's why he's a DB, though.
I get it, but that should have been interception number 4 for Jalen on the week.
But still, even given all that, as a receiver, you're paid to catch the ball.
And to last catch, he was getting mugged. He was hand tied. He didn't get his hand up until the ball was literally 3 feet from him. Now, look, I don't want to make excuses for him. I don't like him. I want him to go, but I'm not going to give him that second to last catch. I'm not gonna fault him for that. He also had to stop. He had to stutter step to get separation, which also threw off his timing. That was a difficult catch for any receiver.
He's a what? A receiver, right? You have one job.
Tank.
Do it. You have one job. Do it.
You're running full speed. You have your hands tied behind your back because you're getting mugged. And
with all due respect. That's why they pay you the big bucks, sir. That's why they draft you.
He's not getting paid big bucks.
Did they not draft him before Justin Jefferson and Claypool?
Well, look, we can do this all day.
I know.
And I'll just turn your volume off.
Well,
I'll just mute your ass right
I'm
now.
Back yeah, here. I agree with Ty.
Yeah, with somebody's
Sam,
wrong.
Sam, I got the board, too. You can go, too.
I know, but when somebody's wrong.
You can go back and talk to them. You know, have fun.
They always want to silence the critics. Hear me out on this particular situation. If you continue to let him get away with that, that wasn't his first time. That wasn't his second time. But if you continue to let him get away with that, how do you look in the eyes of everybody else? And this is a team sport. He's going to get his chance again, but just not now. You have to go on to somebody else and let him know. Let him watch a little bit. Because if you do nothing, he'll think that it's okay to do that.
Wow, we have to go in the right lane now. I didn't know that. I don't go to New York. I hate
you
that
don't?
Town. No.
I normally stick to
it's
the middle
the
lane.
Smell. hey, real quick on bus number 2, Jess and Lee Outhouse. What's going on, you guys? Cheryl Hand, Anthony, Chris Krasley and company, Steve Ballinger, Patricia Gray, Evan Sterreicher. Happy to have you guys. We got some big groups over there.
Oh, yeah.
David Quarn, Quint. acquaintance. The Jameson crew, which, yeah, I'm having some of that. Jenkins, Tom Jordan, big crew over there. Andrew Payne, big crew over there. Chelsea Miller, Maura McCabe, a lot of people over there. We appreciate you coming out with us, trying to throw some names out, get some people some recognition on the way up. So, two funny parts, and then we're going to move on.
Okay, cool.
Did you guys, after that... after that first interception, did you see Darnay Holmes carry Quez Watkins on his back for about 12 yards? Quez jumped on top of him, could not bring him down. He's just running, straight up sprint. And Quez is just hanging on for dear life.
That lets you know how light Quez is.
Yeah, 150-pound wide receiver, Quez Watkins. And Derek Barnett goes back into coverage in the third corner. Gets blown up by Will Hernandez.
Oh, God.
Blown up. hey, if you don't think the Giants remembered what happened last year, even with the turmoil they're going through right now.
I don't think it's so much
these
turmoil.
These guys are professionals.
I don't think it's so much turmoil, IQ. I think they pretty much got rid of their elephant in the room, which was Jason Garrett. He's a... You can't continue to run the same offense into the ground like that you were running somewhere else that was sticking up the joint. And now, if you look at it now, they're playing a little bit better. They get some guys back healthy. Saquon came back, Galladay came back, and some other guys came back. So they're going to be formidable.
Now, they're not as bad of a team as they have been.
Now, see, the only part they have yet to figure out is that damn offensive line. Until they get somebody to protect. Because sometimes Saquon, he's running stuff because the offensive line let people through. And when I say let people through, they're like a fence with a bunch of flies. So
yeah, I hear you. Well, I think last Sunday just wasn't our day.
Nah. And a lot of people said it was because I failed to wear the flower, which, you know, it's flower power again.
Oh, God, here we go. You guys have no idea how... Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah, sure. Let's just go with that. Yes. Oh, by the way, on bus number two as well, the beautiful Ryan and Lola are Philly's finest 2022 swimsuit calendar models. Having a blast over there, making sure everybody is well taken care of.
Awesome song.
Signing some calendars, having some fun. So let's wrap a bow on this Giants game, because the last thing I want to do when I have to talk about a New York game coming up is talk about the one that I had to the week before.
I know, yeah. Just put a bow on it. It was a lesson well learned, especially from our quarterback. And I feel like he came out of it with an injury, so he's going to have to watch this week, probably. I didn't want to give all that up, but I think it was a learned experience for the entire offense. And I hope Gannon he learned something, because as much as we didn't give up that many points to bend but don't break stuff, you have to start being opportunistic defense.
Thank you.
And you give our offense a chance to be out there, to get some things going. Because offense is a little different from defense. They need time to get things going. They need more reps.
By the way, we're getting messages from Chris Sack, and Michael Diaz says, it sounds fantastic. We should broadcast from the bus every show. And sponsored by Delilah's. And our bus driver, Chuck, just got a little chuckle out of that one.
D-A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
Once again, everybody, Green Legion Radio, the pregame show, driving up the New Jersey Turnpike, heading to that infamous location called the Swamp for another matchup against another team from New York that plays in New Jersey. Why don't you like it? It's the smell. It's the smell. Yeah, let's tie that off.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, you knew Dallas was going to beat New Orleans.
Right.
And that's a shame, because you needed to keep pace.
Yeah, you want to keep pace with them.
I mean, I get it. It's a pipe dream. It's a pipe dream.
It is a pipe dream. It's just like you said. But in order for you to have an opportunity to get your guys excited about it, you have to take care of your own business.
Well, you also want to see what they play like when there is an opportunity. Hey, you guys got to win.
Right.
I want to see them play a game this year that they have to win. I want to see how the team reacts. A lot of young guys. You're going to find out the makeup of this team in one of those games, even if they don't make it to the playoffs.
Even with that. I'm trying to see how this coaching staff reacts to that. I still like the way that Nick Sirianni kind of calls the games with the
I'm going to have another snuff.
Okay, with the way that he runs the ball. But I think that we need a more opportunistic defensive coordinator to get the ball back to our offense. Because if you don't get the ball back to a young offense, you're just kind of pissing in a wind. You kind of ice skating uphill. It's like you don't get any turnovers. You don't get any really three and outs. All the drives are 10 and 12 plays, 8, 9, 10 and 12 plays. You don't get out on third down. And you just pretty much, oh, but we don't give up any points. It's like, but you're on the field half the damn game. And you don't give your offense a chance to get anything going.
I hear you.
So that's the one thing that I want to see. I want to see when it's nut cutting time. I want to see if Rich Gannon has the memoirs to do what he needs to do.
Rich Gannon?
I'm sorry, Rich Gannon.
That's absolute.
Sorry, Rich Gannon.
Kick to Rich Gannon's nuts.
Jonathan.
Jonathan Gannon.
That's number three. When the Phillies find a swimsuit calendar 2022 as well. Let's see who's on bus three. Jennifer Vermillion and Company, Robert Schlossberg, Matthew Winklowski, John Barr and crew, Sherry Dayhart, Mary Ward, Tom Lesher, Frank and Dory from our good friend Dolan's Bar. What's up, PJ? How are you? Andrew Vallejo and Company, Josh Murphy and his group. Garland Overbay and Leticia Ortiz made it over to our bus.
Oh.
And, of course, Emily Rhyme and her crew having a good time. I hope you guys are listening, enjoying the ride up. Let's see here. How much time do we have?
That's
okay. We're going out of 20, right, Tim?
Yes, sir. Going out of 20.
Did you say anything? Going out of 20.
There's a little cut right there.
I know.
That was the first time it sounded like hell.
I know.
Let's do this. Let's get Twin Spires out of the way right now.
Okay, go ahead.
And talk about that. So, everybody, excellent, excellent deal. It's the best deal in all of sports app gaming right now. Twin Spires Casino and Sports App. We want you to download that right now. That's brought to you by Churchill Downs, the same company that, yes, brings you the Kentucky Derby. You're going to set up an account depositing only $10. $10, but you need to use the code LEGION10. LEGION10, doesn't matter, lowercase or uppercase, LEGION, L-E-G-I-O-N, 10. And deposit $10, bet $10 today on the Birds or anybody else you want to bet on. And the next day, you'll have $250 in your account to do with whatever you please. So it's the best offer. It's not a risk-free. You don't have to throw up $500. $10 gets you $250. Simple, easy, awesome. I don't know whose slogan that was, but I know it's somebody. So suck it, Diaz, once again.
How much are you up?
Well, I screwed up last week. I forgot. The last week of the regular college football season, you don't want to go unders.
Yeah.
That's the week that everything goes over, and I was net minus 2,457 on Saturday. I went out down 1,093 for the week. That's the first big loss I had other than $7.
Okay.
That was my next biggest loss in the last 8 weeks. However, for this week, and I knew it going in, these games are getting tougher in the NFL, so your Monday night and Thursday night game both went under. I laid heavy on that. I laid $250 on every under in college football for the conference championship games, and I am now net plus 1,788 on the week with NFL coming, and it's getting colder. We know that what that means. So, again,
pucker up, Buttercup.
Pucker up. I am up almost $14,000 on the last 8 weeks. Betting every under in college football and every under in professional football. I'm telling you, do you want to play? You want to play? Bet every under. There you go. Bet every under. But just stick with it. All right? It was 2 weeks minus 5, 2 weeks minus 5, minus 7. Every other week was 4-digit plus weeks. And then one that I lost, 1,093. Other than that, everything has been a minimum of $1,000-plus week. Some have been as much as $4,400-plus weeks. Bet the under every game. If you don't want to bet a lot, bet $10. Bet $20. Bet $25. You're going to bet $500 on one game? Bet $25 on every game. Watch what happens. I'm telling you, it works. You got anything that you want to, any picks you like, or you just going with my theory now?
I'm pretty much just going with your theory because it's working like a son of an onion.
Yeah.
It's almost time to wrap this up, so I just got one thing to say. Pucker up, Diaz.
Pucker up, Diaz. Everybody, Green Legion Radio pregame show live from the New Jersey Turnpike. And no, we're not at a rest stop. We are moving. We are now at mile marker 62.1 on our way to the swamp. We'll be back, Tank and I and Super Sam, getting to the Eagles-Jets game right after this. We're going to let this one play out a little bit, Tank.
just a little bit.
Okay, the pregame show is over, everybody. Thanks for playing. Everybody, Green Legion Radio pregame show live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app so you can listen to us anywhere in the world at any point in time. Subscribe to Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia and also subscribe to Green Legion Radio. You'll get all of our shows, including Get Tanked Happy Hour, Ice to Shorts, Winter/Summer Sports. And don't forget about our players show every Tuesday at the Finn in Fishtown at the Fillmore where Mad Rex used to be. Everybody, real quick, let me talk to you about Greater Philadelphia Health Action, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today. Contact them at 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. That's gphainc.org. Tank.
Yes, sir.
We got to get to this game right now, Bubba.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk. No, I still have Bird Chargers.
Oh.
I got to change that up.
I noticed that.
There's a lot of cut and paste going on when I do
A little bit, a little bit.
Especially at 11 o'clock at night last night after a couple drinks. So let's get to the injury report first. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. The same noise every time Jordan Howard gets injured.
I was just saying that.
Remember that? This is only a one and done. 1 week and done. He'll be back.
Yeah,
and now they hope to get him back after the bye week.
And I think it's something to do with the upper echelon of people wanting to see some of the younger guys.
Why would you want to see more of Jordan? Or are you just trying to save him?
I don't know.
Because I'll be honest with you, I love watching. He is the second coming of
LeGarrette Blount.
Thank you.
And he's a human battering ram.
He is.
And I feel he doesn't
go down. 2.4 yards. His average game
after contact
is 2.4 yards.
And the good
That's
part,
sick.
And the best part about that is you loosen it up for all the running backs that you put on after him. And I still don't know the issue. I don't think it's him, but we'll see. We'll probably find out something later on in life.
Later on in life?
Yeah.
So, Sack told us that Jalen Hurts was out last night, but I think it's a game time decision still.
I think, given his best attribute is running, I highly doubt you want to put a gimpy Jalen Hurts out there.
Hey, man. It's about time we get to see Uncle Rico get some play time.
It's Uncle Rico time. How much you bet I can throw a ball over that mountain right there?
a huge get well to our friend Jack Driscoll.
Jack, out for the season now.
Nate Herbig
will
be starting in his place. I'll leave that for your trench talk here. What do you know? Davion Taylor out again.
Dadgummit.
I don't know. Look, kids.
Yeah, no, he
Look
was starting.
Kids, to, Big Ben, Parliament.
But Davion was starting to do good.
Well, I know, but he can't stay healthy.
I know.
You know why?
He didn't play that much when he
never
was young.
Never played that much,
yeah.
And he's an undersized linebacker.
Yeah.
What do you know? Undersized. I still love Chip Kelly. Big people beat up little people.
Yes, they do.
I don't care especially, how fast you are.
Especially in a linebacker position.
Especially.
Too. Especially, yeah.
All right, so Hurts and Scott are game time decisions. Boston Scott, an illness, non-COVID related.
Right.
That'll be interesting, by the way, and I'm going to get to that in the running backs. If we only go out there with Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell, unless they did they activate Jason Huntley off the practice squad?
Yeah, they activated somebody. When we were in Panama, I saw them activating somebody off a practice squad.
He'll contribute. He'll get four or five touches, so that should be interesting.
That should be interesting. Yeah.
For the Jets, leading receiver Corey Davis is likely out. Starting defensive lineman Fatakasi?
Yeah.
Fatakasi, is that how you say it?
Yeah, he's a beast.
And Franklin Myers are questionable. Starting linebacker Quincy Williams is doubtful as well. Zach Wilson is doubtful to finish the game. He is terrible right now.
Yes, he is.
You really got to kind of wonder if it's the offensive line or if Zach Wilson is just...
sticking up the joint.
Well, hey, you know what? That's why you draft players from pedigree programs, and BYU, not one of them.
They only have Steve Young and Ty Detmer.
Sorry. Just saying.
And Chad Lewis, I mean, you know.
But let's get to it. Tech, yes. Let's talk some trenches. What do you got for us?
Well, they have a very young offensive lineman, with the exception of Morgan Moses, who's pretty much is the pigeon of the week because he used to play for the Washington football team, and we used to make sport of him. They got a bunch of young guys up there. They're trying to build something like we are, but it's kind of like hitting the foot because they kind of keep getting their rumps kicked. First of all, they only score 18 points per game. And they've given up a league high 31 sacks already. A league in the top five of giving up sacks, they've given up 31 already on 422 pass attempts. But they're able to. They're number 10 with the in the
number
pass.
Number 10.
And you know
what? I love how you men of color say 10.
Yeah, it was.
We say 10. White people say 10. You guys go 10.
But you know why they're number 10? It's because a lot of times they're behind in the games, so they're passing a lot early and often. What you have to look for too is they have trouble with games. When I say games, the TE games, the ET games, and the stunts, I don't know if we're going to run any linebacker stunts with our defensive tackles because it's pissing me off the way that I see him not getting our guys moving
now
around.
You're pissing me off.
But the other part is they only get 3.9 yards per carry. Now, when your offensive line is doing that horribly, as far as like a run, and they're young. It's got to be either the coaching or you pick the wrong guys or your team, because the one thing that a young offensive line can do is run block. And one thing they want to do is run block to get some confidence and stuff. So, you have anything about the offensive line?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Now, on our offensive line, we got Nate. Nate's coming in. I love Nate. I don't like him at center, though. I don't like him at center. I love him at guard.
He doesn't have big hands.
Yeah, he does.
According to Sean Bradley.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, they're tiny. Tiny hands. I think somebody might need to hold his whopper for him. But
hey, Nate, we love you, bro.
I love what he does at guard. I love the way I call him stoutless guy, because he always has the young guys prepared to come in and play. And the one thing I know that they'll be able to do is run block because of the way he prepares them. I watched them practice, and I think Trey Thomas, who's actually coaching somewhere down south on the offensive line, he got a lot of his techniques from him. Also, Juan Castillas. And so when you look at the way our offensive line is built, we always have some, and then they brought back up the tooth. They brought back up the tooth for a little bit of depth, So I feel like we got to be pretty good offensive line wise. Now, if you take it to their defensive side of the ball, their defensive line are some monsters. They have Sheldon Rankins, who's got we're at a disadvantage here.
I got you.
Okay, there you go. Okay, like you said, the questionable guy Myers, he's got 6 sacks and an interception. So the other defensive end has.
I don't think
sack.
He's going to see a lot of playing time today. Even if he suits up.
But the guy behind him has 2 sacks already. Sheldon has 2 sacks, and the other guy who has 2 sacks is the interior guy, the Williams, the interior defensive tackle. He has 6 sacks already, and then Shaq Lawson, who's always been a pretty good defensive end.
Chris Sack. You guys sounded like Brian Kelly after one day at LSU with that southern accent.
Hey. Oh, oh man, I saw that interview too. You got Shaq Lawson. He's got a half a sack and an INT, and then you got the guy who's backing him up, Blair. He's also got a sack. That and going towards the defensive side of the ball, their defense gives up the rhythm. Their defense gives up 30 points.
The rhythm and the rhyme.
Yeah, they give up 30 points a game, and they only score 18 points. They're like in the bottom. They're in the cellar in every defensive category, but they've got 25 sacks, and those 25 sacks are sprinkled all throughout the defense, linebackers, safeties, and corners. And then, and to put a bow on this, and put it, everybody at every position just about has at least one sack. So you know what that does? You know what that means, don't you?
Means that, we got 4 minutes left in the set. Let's
go. I know, and they come with some exotic blitzes. They do the thing that I would love us to do.
Excellent.
I'm going to give it, turn it over to you.
Okay, but you need to do that in 20 seconds because we don't have a lot of time here. Running backs. Jets leading rusher Michael Carter on IR. No true threat there right now. At the same time, if Boston Scott doesn't play, we could be pretty lean at running back.
Okay.
With Miles and Kenny Gainwell. Normally, you don't feel too bad about hearing Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell are healthy, but when your leading rusher on your team is your quarterback and he's not playing, then that's a question mark. So, little concern there. As far as receivers go, Corey Davis out. No real threat at the receiver position, especially since Zach Wilson is stinking up the joint.
Big time.
Couple that with the slop we've been putting on the field, and this has the makings of a 6-3 baseball game score. But bet the under, baby. The under.
Well, let me know when you get your quarterbacks, because if Gardner hasn't got it pretty good.
All right, stop. Devontae Smith still not being featured in this offense. Wondering what you're waiting for. Quez is Quez. We'll see what kind of game Reagor puts up after he got lambasted by the Philadelphia media. That's going to be a question mark right there. How do you feel about that, Tank? I'd like your opinion there.
Well, about that, I think if he comes back, And he does what he's supposed to do, catches the ball and does everything he's supposed to do, I think it didn't affect him. But given his time here and given what's transpired throughout his career here, as far as the media and him, I don't look for him to do that much today.
What do you got on linebackers?
Linebacking core. Their linebacking core. Here you go. Their linebacking core starts with Delshon Phillips. We have C.J. Mosley, who has 85 tackles, an interception, and a sack. And we have Quincy Williams, who's actually questionable. His backup is Jared Davis. All their linebackers, you know they're linebackers because they have 88 and 60-some tackles each, and each of them have at least one sack. They have a linebacker core that's fast and they can cover. But right now, it's hard to tell all of that because they're bringing up the rear in all the defense, statistically, defensively, so... That's what I got for the linebackers. We got, but the secondary, we have Bryce Hall, who has half a sack, Elijah Riley at free safety, and I like their safety combination, free safety, and they have Asante Davis. Both those guys are good around the line of scrimmage, and you never know what they're gonna do, and they're pretty good at disguising coverages. It's good that they got all these young guys together, and Isaiah Dunn is the other guy, and they have one defensive back in which they keep. He's just like a hybrid. He's got like 60 tackles, but he's not a starter. His name is Carter II, but he's always around the line of scrimmage. He's got like 60 tackles and a sack. So it's going to be a quite formidable. It's going to be kind of like playing against the 49ers again.
It's amazing when I tell you to finish up.
Well, now
you have another 60 seconds.
Well, no, because I'm just giving
that's
you...
That's great. Give you all right, quarterbacks, Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico. I love Uncle Rico.
I actually think Flacco's your best bet in this game. After being traded away.
Yeah.
You know, could have a little something to say. You never know. He didn't look too bad in a couple preseason games this year, by the way.
But Gardner, I feel like Gardner, he's got a little bit something to prove. He's a little bit younger, sir.
A little bit younger.
Yeah.
He's shown that he can play in the NFL, but he played for Jacksonville. And I guess it's kind of similar because the coaching staff here sucks almost as much as the one did down there. Seriously.
A little bit, yeah.
But let's do this. We're gonna take another break here. Oh, yo, boss!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Woo!
Do not forget, we also have the beautiful Connie and Mackenzie on the bus, Philly's finest swimsuit calendar models for 2022. They are having fun. They look absolutely stunning. You guys, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, you deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it, and we're here to help. Because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Green Legion Radio pregame show live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia alongside Hollis Tank Thomas and Super Sam Brady. My name's Quimby. We'll be back right after this. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, live from our Werner coach bus on the New Jersey Turnpike. We are now at mile marker 90.4. Yes, we have been driving this entire show. Philadelphia radio history made today, everybody. This is the first time an FM station has done a show that started in one location and ended up in another location. So we're going to wear that medal. Sort of proudly. The Comrex is holding up, which is fantastic. I think we had a couple burps on the first set, but everything sounds pretty good right now. Hey, everybody, want to mention some names on bus number one with us. Deb, Karen, English, Kyle and Alex, Super Sam, happy 29th birthday, Linda.
Oh, happy birthday.
And Mo is with her as well. Dennis, Jang, Amy, Lori, Dina, Kathy, Sharon, Alex, Leah, Juliana, Colin, AJ, the Dana and Glenn Adams family. Keep your daughters away from me. I guess they're listening. Good. Joe Gallagher, Pat Gallagher, Joe Gallagher, Jen, Kylie, and the rest of the Kylie family. The Karchers. The Barbers, the Kevin Holes of the world. And, of course, our good friend Katie Jordan. I think Leticia Ortiz and Garland made it on this bus as well. You guys, we appreciate you being here. We're going to have some fun now. This is a fun segment, everybody. It's time for Kaja.
Kick Ass or Jackass.
That's Kick Ass or Jackass. Basically, Tank, I'm just going to look at you now because I want to see your reaction.
Okay.
We're going to take a stroll down Jet Memory Lane. We're calling this segment Failure to Launch. Because the Jets have this hanging black cloud over top of them. You can't... I'm not going to say it, Tim, but I'm going to be really close. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. This team... look... Everything is going to be Jackass.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we don't even have to go through it. But let's just take a stroll down Jet Memory Lane here and laugh and enjoy. Tim, yes, good. Tim, just start it with that. Go ahead.
Everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Yes. Oh, dude.
For those not listening on the bus, Tim just played the clip of Joe Namath saying he wanted to kiss Susie Colbert live on air. I don't care how the team's playing. I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you right in the mouth. If you were there, and if you watched it like I watched it, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, my God, Joe. Did you really just do that?
And he was close
actually,
to it, too.
Actually, I take that back. That was Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
If I was ever drunk being interviewed by Susie Colbert, I'd tell her I want to kiss her, too.
I would shoot my shot. That was the best time for him to shoot a shot.
Take a shot, baby.
Why not?
Who knows? We didn't hear what happened afterwards.
I know. The answer's going to always be no if you don't act.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter telling everyone in 2015 They wouldn't be able to get in or out of Philadelphia for the Jets weekend because the Pope was in town.
Jackass. You know,
it was the easiest in and out of Philadelphia that I've ever had.
It was this exact same game. Me and Josh was at it, and I searched for three White Castles. I'm talking about the stores. A couple of them were shut down.
We only had 350 people go up. If Nutter wouldn't have done that, we'd had 1,000 people up for that game. It would have been fantastic. So, Rex Ryan's foot fetish.
I say to each his own.
You know what? I'm good with to each his own, provided it doesn't have anything to do with kids or feet.
Well, I think, most guys have.
And I think the thought of either is completely disgusting.
Slightly, but you got to remember where your first time was. In a sock. I'm just saying.
Hey,
deepest apologies.
I can't breathe.
I'm gonna need a snuff.
Deepest apologies. He's taking a snuff after that one because
Mackenzie joining me on that one
because I know when I was
and remember here on iHeartRadio it is family content, everyone. Family content.
Well, that is family content. It's most guys' first time is in a sock.
Yeah. Well, if you're American Pie, better than a tube sock.
Oh my God, getting funnier.
All right, Dan Marino's fake spike.
That was kick ass.
Kick ass, right?
Yeah, but
100% kick ass.
Because it was with what's called Irvin Fryer, remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was with Doc. Here we go. Mark Sanchez's butt fumble.
Oh God.
You can't. I watched it too last night.
You can't make it up either.
You just can't.
And it's like if you tell somebody that story, they'd be like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, if it doesn't get any better, it sure does. In the one season Brett Favre had with the Jets, he's sending Richard picks.
Unsolicited.
To Jens Turger, game day host.
Oh, God.
That a boy, Brett.
Yeah, but you know that wasn't his first time either.
Well, no.
Well, because it was another intern he was sending those to.
Who was the politician that was?
Oh, it's
I can't. I know. I can't know what you're talking about.
It was like the big thing, other than the huge the bodybuilder guy. That you know you click the link. Hey, happy Christmas, and he's there naked. It was the watch. Hey, man, do you like my watch?
Yeah. Oh God.
Anyway. Sal Alossi. Everybody remember that name?
I do.
Sal Alossi.
Scumbucket.
Strength coach trips Nolan Carroll on a punt return from the sideline, 20 yards inside.
Yep.
Just puts his knee out and trips him up.
Trips him up and hurts him.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad. I think he was out for the season after that.
He was out for about 4 or 5 games, but it was a sprain, and he was immediately fired.
Geno Smith gets sucker punched.
Kick ass.
By his own teammate.
Who then Rex Ryan.
For $600.
Who then Rex Ryan picked up off waivers because he was coaching the Buffalo Bills.
That's it.
Kick ass.
I just want to jump in real quick. It was Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner. That's right. Again, you can't make this stuff up. Anthony Weiner, what time is it?
Is maybe hammer time.
And finally, Bill Belichick resigns as head coach of the New York Jets after one day of service on a napkin.
On a napkin.
You have got to be kidding me.
And the jacked up part is you had to accept it.
The worst part is he starts a dynasty with the Patriots immediately.
No.
Yeah. We got that.
How did that?
Super Sam Brady. Forgot about you over there.
How do they follow that, though? At the napkin. I don't know.
Yeah, seriously. if I'm the owner,
yep.
Goes up in a pile of flames. So that's our holiday tour down Jet Memory Lane called Failure.
It's
Tulane.
Awesome for us, though. And the other part, you should have said they're 0-11 versus Eagles.
Are they 0-11?
No, don't say that out
loud. No, it's okay. We're all right with that. We don't believe in in superstitions here.
I can't say that, but I just took
the flower. Yeah, because you just took the flower off. Yeah, Richard. Super Sam didn't want that at all.
But if they always find a way to lose, though.
They're the Jets. They're terrible. I'm not worried about this.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about anything because the season's kind of a joke to begin with.
No, I like the young kids. I just want the young kids to continue to get better and build something, especially offensive line and defensive line. Just to build, be getting some of the young guys some quality reps that will pay off in the end.
Prediction?
Pain.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. What's the score?
I think the Eagles are probably going to win 28-17. Yeah, because they're not going to their offense is not their offense sucks, and they're going to give us the ball a bunch of times, and our offense needs to do what they've been doing: run the ball down their throat, sometimes pass it to get some guys some confidence, and just go in there and do what you're supposed to do. This is like one of those games that me and you talked about them becoming of age. This is a game that they should win and they need to win.
Yeah,
because.
Do you think that many points are going to be scored after last week?
Cool.
Do you think that many points are going to be scored after last week?
I think it's a brand new ball game. The Jets don't have any time.
That was a curiosity question.
The Jets are 29th to 31st in all defensive categories.
Okay.
They give up 30.5 points per game.
I don't think we're looking at an over still.
Yeah.
No.
Because the Eagles' strength is still running the ball, even if Jalen Hurts is not in.
I understand that. I didn't know if that many points would go up.
I think it will because I think the...
on either side.
Well, I think the Jets are pretty much... Their vans have started up.
I think it's 31-6.
Yeah, I think their vans have started up for the offseason already.
They either get two field goals. What's that?
They went without bus three?
Well, that's okay. No. So, bus three, way to take it down, everybody.
I know.
We want to make sure that we have a little bit of beer when we get there and beer for the way back. Well, that's Hutch. Hutch is currently doing pirouettes down the lane.
Oh, God.
Love it. All right, what time is it, Tim? How much time do we have left? Not much, huh?
About 5 seconds.
We're on 55 right now.
We have about 5 seconds of fury.
Blow it up. Hey, everybody. Green Legion pregame show here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia with Hollis Tag Thomas, myself, and Super Sam Brady. Sack and Diaz sitting on the sidelines. Connie and McKenzie making sure that we had something to drink, or at least McKenzie sharing my flask with me. That's fun. Happy birthday, Linda. Bus number one rocks. 2 and 3. You guys are awesome as well. Hutch doing pirouettes down there. Harry Mays pregame show coming up next, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday.